Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here's the 1-1. And a swing and a fly ball left field. Roden back into his left. That's going to be gone. Oh, it cleared.
Oh, my.
It cleared for Castellanos. It had just enough legs, and it's a grand slam for Nick Castellanos as the Phillies break it wide open here in the bottom of the sixth. It's 10-2.
What a hit. What a weekend for the Phillies. A sweep of the Blue Jays. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Zill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. We got a ton to get to today. Rhea joins us at 11. We will unveil our top 11 list in Philadelphia sports right after the afternoon show. Going to do all that all week long. Andrew Painter watch, injury watch, the Phillies major trades this weekend. Boy, it was a wild weekend. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Way to bounce back. Hey, did you know that there's $10 billion more spent on Mother's Day as opposed to Father's Day?
I think most listening probably aren't
shocked
by that.
Happy Father's Day.
Yes.
I hope everybody had a wonderful Father's Day and got everything that you wanted, which probably was peace.
Quiet. Yeah, I hope everyone had a great Father's Day. Well said, Hugh. And you know, if you were watching the Phillies yesterday, Hugh, you had a good Father's Day because that was a heck of a day yesterday. I mean, Wheeler's great all the time. That's no surprise. But Bohm with a bomb. Castellanos with a bomb. How about Otto Kemp? He continues to be the spark that we talked about last week that maybe he could be.
He's trying to stay, Joe.
And the Phillies have bounced back. Look, a week ago, we were at the bottom. I mean, they got swept by the Pittsburgh Pirates. Let's just call it for what it was. That was rock bottom of the season. It was the worst moment of the season, a sweep of the hands of the Pirates. But, Hugh, this is exactly what you really couldn't hope for anything more, right? They come home against the Cubs, good team, and I think the Blue Jays are decent, and they take 5 out of 6, including a sweep this weekend. So now, as we were at the bottom a week ago, we're back up now. The question is, are you fully buying back in to what you're seeing here?
I never left. This is the ebb and flow of baseball. This is what we were talking about. I mean, this is this team.
Yeah,
because
it is.
A week ago, we were talking about how the bats and offense wasn't doing a whole lot. 22 runs this weekend. 22. So you look at that. Even though the weather hasn't changed yet, it hasn't turned completely yet, you have to feel a little bit confident about what they were able to accomplish this weekend.
Well, it was a great weekend. And led by the starting pitching, which is obviously the backbone of this team and why even when they're down, they're not so down, right? Like, even when they're down, they're not so down because the starting pitching is so great. Look, the weekend was, you couldn't have had it any better. Suarez on Friday, I don't know what's going to happen with the future of Ranger Suarez, but boy, is he a tremendous pitcher when he's healthy. Then Sanchez on Saturday, Wheeler yesterday. As I said, Otto Kemp. And there was one extra element of this weekend, Hugh. The Mets were swept by the Tampa Bay Rays. So the Phillies went from 5.5 back at the end of last week, which is a pretty sizable gap, to just 2.5 back. I mean, it's all back in play now. I felt so down a week ago. And I was considering the worst with this team. And now I'll tell you, I am feeling way better. Now, in terms of being fully back in, That's a strong statement to say you're fully back.
Why is it so strong?
Well, because you know, I mean, we know what you said. It. You know what the season is: up, down,
ebb
up,
flow,
ebb
like
and flow,
like a roller coaster.
Right. And so, so this weekend didn't change their flaws, did it? Like they still have the flaws.
No, I mean, but if anything, it showed you that other teams have flaws as well.
Without question,
have to keep you got to play it out.
That's a good point. I'll say it this way: I am considering going fully all the way back in. I'd be lying if I said I'm fully there now at 10:05 on a Monday. I mean, I feel way better than I did a week ago, and I'm certainly feeling more optimistic about this where this season is going and their chances. Look, they go to Miami this week for four starting tonight, and then they get the Mets here this weekend. I mean, this we're shaping up. As long as the Phillies hold up their end of the bargain this week in Miami, as long as they just, you know, they just take three out of four. They play well in Miami. They're coming home on Friday with the Mets in town with a chance to take over first place, or at least push right up against it. 215-592-9494. Are you fully buying back in on the Phillies? I am considering it. Do I have to make a decision by the end of the show today? Is that what we're going to do?
That sounds like that's what you're
doing. Okay. Usually when you make decisions by the end of the show, you disappoint the audience. Am I going to disappoint?
What are you talking about?
I mean, you know, we asked you to apologize or something.
I'm not going to do that. I mean, you should know that. That's not going to happen.
But you could.
I mean, for what? What am I apologizing for?
Well, not today. And just on days you should apologize, you could. I am considering. I mean, at least it's on my radar to fully buy back in. I am feeling much better. What a great weekend. Let's hear from Topper after the weekend about Otto Kemp. Four hits yesterday. The kid is hitting .345 in his first, eight games of Philly. Here is Topper.
Rob, what have you liked from Otto Kemp so far in the first
few games? I do like his at-bats. I thought he looked very comfortable at first base the other day. I like the fact that he hits the ball the other way. He uses the field. He's got some pop, and he runs hard. He's a decent runner. He's a baseball player, and I like baseball players because they play the game the right way. We laugh.
We like that line.
Yeah. He's a baseball player. That's the ultimate compliment you can
get. It is. If I call somebody a pro or a baseball player, that's a real compliment.
That is, it may sound like a joke. I took it as a compliment, too. He called him a baseball player.
Yeah, that's probably the highest compliment you could pay somebody.
It almost sounds to me like he belongs.
Yeah.
Like he's one of them.
Hugh Douglas, famously not a baseball player.
No.
Baseball guru, though.
Well.
Mr. Five-Leg Parlay Hitter.
Oh, here we go again.
With some help from Joe.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I don't give a shit.
I actually thought you were going to come in here peacocking today.
For what?
Well, you did say that win on last Monday when Otto Kemp had the bunt, that was the season-saving turnaround. Then laughed at you when they lost the next game, but they haven't lost since.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have to do that, Joe, because I know, like I said, the fact that you brought it up is
high horse you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, it's joyful enough. It's just one of those things, man. When I think of baseball, and it's tough, I look at the standings first and say, okay, you're still in striking distance, like we were talking about last week when you talk about the Mets. And then the Mets go out there and do what they did.
They had a bad weekend.
Yeah, and it puts you right back in there. But there's still a lot of baseball left to play. Unfortunately for us, normally that dog doesn't hunt because we got to talk about it every day. So it's not one of those things where you have to have an opinion. But I've never really been too unwavering on the Phillies. To be totally honest,
here we go.
I'm just saying.
I'm above everyone who's screaming down there.
I'm not saying that I was above anything.
But you're saying like you have a level head while the rest of us.
You're basically saying you people.
I mean, you're peopling us.
Well, we are an emotional group.
Yeah.
When it comes
they
to
they got
the Phillies
swept by the Pirates last weekend.
And I get it. And that was reason to have angst and upset.
Yes.
But for the most part, I'm pretty even keeled with my emotions. So I was just let y'all go through what y'all go through.
Well, for the most part, I'm not. So that makes us, we even each other out here. 215-592-9494. The other good thing this week, and so you had Kemp, who's been spectacular since he got up here, and the pitching, the starting pitching, which we know is excellent. But how about Brandon Marsh, who literally was 0 for April, got hurt, whatever that was, took a little rehab, took a little time in AAA, came back. He has hit well now, I'd say for, 25, 30 days? Like, just if you look at the numbers in total, including four hits this weekend. Topper on Marsh, who looks like he is back to being at least something they could use in the lineup and helping them more than hurting them.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I think he's found his swing, he's found his timing, he's using the entire field, and that's what he's got to do. His on base actually is pretty good, even over the entire course of the year. He's really having good at bats right now.
He is up to .342 at his on base, which blew me away when I looked at that this morning. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to do today, including Phillies tickets to a game that we will be giving away. I'll tell you how coming up in a little bit. We have Phillies tickets to give away. We're going to be at the game with you guys on Tuesday, July 1st. We'll tell you about that. It is a fireworks night. We start with the Phillies, though. Are you fully back on board? 215-592-9494. Kyle, where do you come down as the Phillies sweep the Toronto Blue Jays?
Yeah, Q and I took this thing called the Pledge.
Oh, stop. He didn't take the pledge, and you know it.
I mean, I did.
You did.
No, you know, I was thinking about lumping Hugh in, and then he did the whole, like, well, I never wavered, forget you. I took the pledge, so I'm fully bought back. I think what I was reminded of this weekend, and, you know, besides just the perfectly convenient we sweep, Mets get swept, and now we're all of a sudden 2.5 games back. That's like, wow, the division's fully back into focus, especially with next weekend coming up. So that gives me confidence. Really, what I was reminded of is I think we have the best starting rotation in baseball.
They do.
Like, I think at some points, like when they're playing their best, it's like not close. Like that can carry you as far as, you know, they need to when Bryce Harper's out. And the other thing that hit me was, I mean, the young guys, they're providing that little bit of like a spark. Like, it seems like they have a different kind of energy. Like when Bryce first went out, it was like, oh, it feels like the team's given up. You know, they have no hope to score any runs. And now Otto Kemp and Brandon Marsh hitting really well. I mean, Bryson Stott still pretty feeble out there. Mm. But the young guys seem to have provided not only a spark in the lineup, but like a spark energy-wise. And I think the other guys are starting to feed off of that. And it's like permeating throughout the rest of the team. So I'm really starting to fully buy back into the team. And I, you know, since I took the pledge, liable to jump right back off by another bad team. But taking care of business like they did against the Cubs, who we own apparently this year.
Yeah, 4-6.
And the Blue Jays, who, you know, they're a decent team.
Well, they just beat the Phillies 2 weeks ago.
Right. Yeah. So, like, I mean, it's hard not to fully buy back in right now.
215-592-9494. Let's talk to Phil start the show today. Are you fully buying back in on this team after the sweep of the Blue Jays? I guess the reason I'm at the considering stage. Like, I'm considering fully buying back in. I'd be lying if I said I woke up today, I'm like, oh, I'm all the way back in. But I can forgive, but I don't forget very easy. And I've forgiven last weekend. It's over, right? They can't. The only way to kind of rectify a sweep by the Pirates is to come home and win like 5 out of 6.
And doing with it, yeah.
Right, and then it kind of evens out. So you look, baseball, and you said it, Hugh, it's a matter of how and when you look at the standings and when you look at the last 10 games or the last 5. They're hot right now. But literally just a week ago, this same team, the questions we all have about it were right there. So I forgive them for the sweep now with the Pirates. I'm over it, but I haven't forgotten it. One great weekend over the Blue Jays kind of just evens out one great week or one bad weekend at the hands of the Pirates. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown starts us off. on a Monday after a Phil sweep. Chris, what's up, buddy?
Happy Prove Your Pledge Day, man.
It is Prove Your Pledge Day. I mean, I guess that's a shot at me. Maybe I'm not proving it. I feel like I am. I feel like I am by buying back in to an extent.
Mr. Gilly, we'll get to you at the
end. Okay.
The Phillies took the series. The last two series, they got their Bryce-less legs back under them. Ooh. So they've learned how to win again. Now they learn how to play without Bryce. I think it's going to be a while before we get him back, but that's a whole other topic for another day. But, Mr. Joe, can we please focus in on what they just did? They beat the Cubs. They won that series. The Cubs came in with one of the best records in Major League Baseball.
Yes.
And we took that series. Then this past weekend, as we celebrated my U.S. Army's 250th birthday on Saturday, and then Father's Day yesterday. So happy Father's Day to
all the fathers. It's a big weekend. That's a big weekend, like, Chris. Yep.
Yeah, including happy Father's Day, Joe, and Hugh and Kyle shortly. So our Fightins swept out the Blue Jays. We swept them out of town. One of the hottest offenses coming into this weekend in baseball. And we only allowed 6 runs, Joe, 6 runs, while scoring 22.
22 okay? of them. Thanks,
That's
Joe.
Our fight Phillies. That's our Phillies being back. That's without Bryce. We've learned how to win. Our starting pitching is locked in. Ranger's back. He looks like post-Ranger before his wife came over. So the bat, maybe his back's looking good right now, but he looks good.
That's good.
Sanchez is back on track to challenge Wheeler for the Cy Young. And Lizardo finally shook off Hugh's jinx. So Lizardo looks like he's back locked in.
You know, before you go on, of all the good developments over the last week, Lizardo shaking off the Hugh Douglas jinx is probably number one. And then I would say Otto Kemp, you know, hitting 340 is number two. These are big deals. I mean, Hugh, you almost ruined the guy's season.
I tried to tell you about Otto.
Though. Otto?
I tried to tell you.
You tried to tell us about Otto.
I said he was old looking.
You ripped him for a whole day as you praised
but
him.
But he been a spark plug, though. I called that.
You said you didn't before. Never mind. Let it go. I'm calling it.
Shameful. I mean, I did call it, though.
Anyway, Joe Gilio, I'm going to leave you with this, my friend. You must have missed it on the way into the studio. So go back, hit the sign, and honor the P-L-E-T-T-E Pledge! Let's go, Bill!
I do like the chanting of pledge. That's how you know it hit. All right, let's go to Jeff in Wilmington there. Jeff, what's up, buddy?
Jeff.
I'm glad you translated that spelling of a word, because I never understand what he's saying.
Well, I've started to write it down now. I've started, I'm writing the letters down so I can spell it at the end.
It's a good bit. It's good. So When I criticized the team last week, Alec Boehm and some of these other guys that were just really slouching off, I'm basically just doing a reverse black cat like Harry and Whitey used to do. You know, just go negative and hopefully it turns them positive. So that's really where I'm at with this team. And I'm in mainly because of this pitching staff, and I think you're right. They might have the best pitching staff in baseball right now. No thanks to Cy Lizardo finding his way again.
Well, it is, Jeff, incredible how good the guy has been for, 11 of his 13 starts, and then how bad he was for two. But I think of all the things of the last week, that's the most encouraging. Because if he pitches like that, Wheeler is a lock, right? Wheeler feels like 6 or 7 innings, 1 run every time. And then, man, Jeff, I didn't think we were getting this Ranger this season. You know, we had it last year in the beginning, then he fell off. This is the Ranger of early last season.
Money season.
Money season. You're right.
I wouldn't want to face Christopher Sanchez. That guy has some nasty stuff. I mean, he just, whatever it is, man, coming in as a left-hander, the way he throws his pitches, and he's tying up guys on the inside of the plate, that's kind of hard to do. And you got to be really good and really sharp to be able to do that. So I'm still in. I'm trying to pull you all the way in, Joe, but like I said, this at the beginning of the season. I'm going to enjoy this season because I think this team is really good. They're going to have some rough stretches. But this team is, you know, there for a while. They were unwatchable a couple weeks ago. It was bad. But I'm just thinking that was just a stretch, and they're back, you know.
Yeah, the crazy part, Jeff, and Jeff, we appreciate it. I mean, Hugh, you mentioned baseball is up and down. This team seems to be more extreme than most good teams, right? Like
bipolar.
Yeah, like they. I don't think we're done with this either. I think this is in the good and the bad. Well, they're probably going to have another week or two where they look like crap. And they're probably going to have another week or two, probably soon, maybe they continue it now, where they look dominant. I mean, doesn't it feel like they've just gone back and forth? The first six or seven games, great. Then they fell down. Then great again for three weeks. Then it was really bad. Now we're. It just feels like more than most seasons, it's up, it's down, it's up, it's down.
Especially when you talk about the offense, because, you know, you have some stretches where you don't score a whole lot of runs, and then you just have an offensive explosion. So, yeah. And the good thing about it, I guess, if there is a silver lining in all of this, is that when you look around baseball, especially in the National League, you're still in striking distance, mm-hmm. and you've stayed in striking distance. I think that's the most important thing. Unfortunately, or not unfortunately, but this is how most seasons go. They are their own entity, and you can't gauge on how good a team is most times by what they did the year before.
What's funny about this season in particular, Hugh, and this Phillies team has been pretty streaky to begin with the last three or four years, right? That's who they are.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you go back to when they made the World Series in 22. They were bad for 2 months. Then they were red hot for four and rode that to the World Series. 23, they were kind of, like, mediocre, and then they got red hot in August, and they rode that to the NLCS. This year has been, like, it's not month to month. It's week to week. I don't know what Phillies team I'm getting day to day. Now, at their best, We see it. Like, they give us glimpses of, at their best, they can beat anyone. I think they've pushed their record of over against teams above 500 back over 500. So It's not so much, hey, they're just beating up on bad teams, that they've beat good teams like the Cubs. They beat good Blue Jays are pretty good. They can beat anybody. They could lose to anybody. They're up, they're down. And Hugh Douglas is fully back in. I'm considering it. Kyle's fully back in. Is this non-pledge activity to not be fully back in?
Yeah.
No,
I don't think it is.
You guys, did you watch him this weekend?
Did you guys,
in head first.
So, did you forget what happened last weekend?
Yes.
Okay. So at least you're honest. You forgot. You have amnesia, like other people around here. Derek is up next.
That's how it usually works.
What's up, Derek?
What's up?
Hey,
man,
Derek.
I like the ball, Kemp, man. Happy Father's Day to y'all, too, man.
Happy Father's Day.
Oh, thank you,
brother.
Derek, Kemp's a good, Kemp looks like he could play. Yeah, I like him a lot.
I like them guys that got to work a little extra to get up to where they get to, coming from the D2 level real quick, man. You know what I mean? Can I make a quick point about y'all's top 11, though, before y'all get into it?
You don't even know ours yet, but you just mean in general?
Well, I'm just saying, I heard, like, this morning, Joe DeCamber did his, and he didn't even have Hurts in it, right? And I just wanted to touch up on something that people don't never, ever talk about, right?
Okay.
A.J. Brown, he played against the Packers, right? And then he didn't play again until when? He missed a lot of games in between that, right?
He missed
like
a few, yeah.
He came back early
in the season. Yeah,
early in the year.
He missed week two, week three. He missed week two, week three, week four, yeah.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. Where everybody's like, they want to whoever, let's lean on the running game. Like, if you without A.J. Brown, you're supposed to lean on Saquon Barkley. You understand what I'm saying? And it's like, Jalen definitely took a step back last year, but I also feel like if A.J. Brown didn't miss four games, his numbers would have looked like what they normally look like. Because if you look at his numbers this year in 13 games, he still put up 1,000 yards and had 67 catches. So you put four games onto that, he's right there, you know, in the upper echelon with guys, not like Jamar Chase and them guys, but, you know.
I generally agree,
1,400
yeah.
Yards. I just think when people – talk about Hurts' year, the games that we lost early, like a lot of those games were – two of those games were without A.J. Brown, and another one was without A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and Lane Johnson.
Yeah, the Bucs game.
Yeah, the supporting cast matters. We
you
all agree.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can talk down about his – what he did last year, but I just feel like, well, anybody does the top 11 for Philly. Mm-hmm.
Yep, and we're often wrong.
Quarter.
Thanks a lot, Derek.
He should be one. But he should be in everybody's top 11.
Anyway, the Phillies.
Derek, so. I generally agree. He should be a top 11 guy. Yeah. All
here
right,
come
so
the phone calls.
Here's what we're going to do. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to do today. Okay, it's a big day. Rhea's going to join us at 11. We do have to talk about something on the other side that may be the unsung hero of this Phillies turnaround. Okay, because last week it was bad. And in fact, if you went back from the Milwaukee series where they got swept, they went to Toronto, got their teeth kicked in, they went to Pittsburgh, got swept, right? It looked bad. And we all thought it was bad. Why? Well, we were blaming the Bryce injury and all this other stuff. Maybe there was more to it. We're going to tell you, Topper relayed a story this weekend of maybe why the Phillies are hot again. We're going to talk about that. Are you fully buying back in on the Phillies? Hugh Douglas claiming he was never out.
Never out.
That's a lie.
Unwavering.
Nonsense. Is fully buying back in. Kyle's buying fully back in. I'm feeling better. I'm not fully buying back in yet. Look, I could forgive what happened last weekend in Pittsburgh. I didn't forget, though. They're up. They're down. Where are you on the Phillies? When we come back, your phone calls, we will get to unveil our top 11 list. The afternoon show doing top 11 week this week in Philadelphia sports right now. Our list coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. Rhea joins us, and we have Phillies tickets to give away. We're going to the game with you guys on Tuesday, July 1st. It is a fireworks night. We'll tell you about how you win those tickets coming up. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.